Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a pre-recorded interview with a progressive, melodic death metal band called Carrion. We went to see their performance at Green Auto, and they were supporting our very own Johnny Bones from Radio here at CJSF 90.1 FM. Johnny was diagnosed with throat cancer, and the community has come together to help out in any way. Johnny has an upcoming show February 28th at Redgate. You can support his band Still Spirits. It's going to be the Small Time Crime album release party. I totally recommend it. Here's Guilty Hands on CJSF.
Goodbye with all he could. I'd be taken from the till after thinking if I should. Hell, he died a poor man, worked his hands to the bone. Well, I was a thief and then stealing from my own. Oh, I got guilty hands ever since I was a young boy. When my mom said don't touch, you know that's just what I had to do. I'm no good.
and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Ken Roth.
I'm Justin Gordon, rhythm guitarist in Carrion.
I play on the lead guitar.
And we're going to get right to the name, Carrion. Explain to me, what does that mean? And also the spelling, the A and the E are together. Yeah. What's the deal with that?
It's just a bunch of experimentation with the letters. Mm-hmm. We were looking for a word that's like gruesome, but if you like rearrange the letters and make it look different, it could be almost like elegant, kind of. So we just took that and obviously, you know, the Tool kind of influence from that, and stuck them together and started looking at them, you know, at different distances, and it kind of just came together. Yeah.
All right, and tell me about the sound of the band. How would you describe it?
The sound is, it got brutal elements, it's got black metal elements, it's got layers of harmony and orchestral kind of sounds. Like, we draw a lot of influence from prog and death metal and black metal, and we thought, why do we want to like put ourselves into a box of genres when we can just outpour everything that comes out of our influences, and whatever comes out comes out.
Awesome.
So, you know, we don't really have a title for the genre of what we are. I would classify us as a progressive melodic death metal, but there's so many other layers that would be groovy, like Pantera or Megadeth tones. So it's like, yeah, it's a well-versed. I think we have a little something for every single person's taste, so they might be turned off by something more heavy, and we'll bring them back in with a chorus or a hook or something. So, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Okay, tell me about your bandmates.
Bandmates?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, Justin, he and I have been in it since the beginning. We conceptualized the entire thing, really. Kind of rose from the ashes of Warborn. I don't know if you guys have heard of them or not, but they're out there streaming and stuff, too.
Brutal. We'll be right back.
And then we really had to pound the pavement hard. Like, we searched for a drummer for like a year. Vocals were a tough thing as well, but we just focused in on the music really hard for like a year probably, and then started the hunt for the vocalist. And then I just happened to send the demo to my buddy Ty, who I've sung in the basement with a million times, but I just didn't know if he was a death metal guy. We didn't think it was gonna work, and he sent us the demo and it just floored us. So instantly he was in the band. And then, yeah, we, you know, again, we were pounding the pavement, you know, Craigslist and all that. We got a bass player who was semi-local. He decided to pursue other interests, and we lucked out and found Justin, who's actually just right behind you here with this beautiful mane of hair. And he was just like instantly in there like swimwear, just awesome, great, great guy, great player. And you know, we're just a bunch of no bullshit dudes, and that just, you know, that's it.
Yep.
Two Justins. Yeah, do you guys have nicknames for each other?
We don't. Oh, the guys just call me Gimli most of the time, but we have J1, J2, or we combine ourselves as J2.
Awesome. All right, you came out with a new debut single.
Yes, Fathomless Ruin. Yeah, really old riff. We just resurrected it and stuck it together with the help of Chris Dick. Big shout out to Chris Dick from Ancients. Yeah, and it just kind of started to write itself. Chris put a few, you know, bits of verse together, helped me really structure the vocals, and then I just ran with it. Really, really great song. It kind of a Viking theme, I guess you would say. Kind of maiden-esque, I guess you would say.
It has a lot of the power metal and traditional metal aspects.
Yeah.
Then we get a little darker at like the climax of the song.
Awesome.
And then we kind of bring it back up light again, where it's kind of just a resurrection of the beginning of the song in the end. So it's a journey, and it kind of just ebbs and flows throughout. I think it's pretty inspirational when you listen to it and read the lyrics, you know, simultaneously.
With all
Matt Roach, what a great guy. Super patient with me. I'm super anal about my stuff. And yeah, God bless him. The guy was so patient with me. Lots of back and forth. Great guy to work with. Super inspirational. The guitar tones that he dialed in with us were just like, awesome. Drum tones too were just crazy, way better than expected. It was just an excellent experience.
Perfect. And we're here to support Johnny Bones. How do you know him?
I met Johnny in Maple Ridge. I don't even remember the exact time, but I know through his huge support of the local scene and the buttons and the shirts and the merch that he's done, like, at cost for so many people, because he genuinely loves doing it and taking care of, you know, the peers within the music community, right? So yeah, big shout to Skeleton Printing, of course. But yeah, it was a bittersweet day to hear about Johnny's ailment and to see him, and his voice had changed. And he still had just the gigantic smile that he always did, and got up and did everything that he could. So yeah, we were very honored to be asked to participate in this project. And everybody that's come together out here with their own individual interpretations of his songs, really, it turned out truly amazing. Like, it's heartwarming to see everybody come together like that. And we're proud that we can put our mark on this and show a little tribute to our friend Johnny.
Yeah,
huge honor. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for coming to the Wham Bam East Band Show.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Band.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Miss the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
Yeah, love Brad Radio. We played Morris Abyssos, New Dawn, Warborn, Suffering in Silence, and of course, Carrion's debut single, Fathomless Ruin. All right, next, we're going to play a band called Plague Doctor, because Justin is actually in this band as well. That day when we interviewed Carrion, Justin played both bands on the same day. Once he finished performing at Green Auto, he rushed over to the Astoria and played with Plague Doctor. Sometimes we got to do what we got to do. Go, Justin. Here's Not Quite Dead Yet on CJSF.